Reformed Church.
This applies to anything, but you know, we can apply it to giving right now. If you can just throw up for me Romans 4:13 behind me, just so that they can see that, I'll read that to you quick and just make some points that, again, this can be applied to anything in our life, though, receiving from God in general. Romans 4:13, this is, it refers to the promise of Abraham being heir of the world. And so I won't explain what that means, being heir of the world, but suffice it to say right now, he's just talking about being an heir of God, receiving from God in general, okay? So when it says that the promise that he, that Abraham would be heir of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed, to his children through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And it says, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. I know that's kind of wordy, but if you go back to verse 13 again, what he's basically just saying here is, he's just saying that Abraham received from God, but his receiving, it says very clearly, was not to him or to his children through the law, or through works of the law, through keeping the law of Moses, but through the righteousness of faith. So what he's talking about here is how to receive from God, and he says that Abraham did receive from God, but his receiving didn't happen by anything he did according to the law. What his receiving happened, it says, through the righteousness of faith. Righteousness of faith is talking about putting faith in what Jesus did. So there's two ways, two sort of options that you could take to receive from God. On one hand, you can try to receive from God by the things that you do, which is the works of the law he's talking about here. Or alternatively, you can receive from God or successfully through the righteousness of faith, or if we simplify it even a little bit more, through faith in Jesus and what he did at the cross. And this is saying Abraham received from the latter option. He received by putting faith in what Jesus did, and he was not an heir through what he did himself. And a really, really cool symbol for this, again, this is just a parallel. I could teach a lot more on this particular verse, but a parallel to this that actually shows us this in symbol in the Old Testament, and just before I even mention that symbol, I love it when I see these truths of the New Testament hidden in the Old Testament, because it just further confirms you, if anyone were to ever say or tell you, or if you may even think yourself that, you know, the New Testament kind of changed everything up and maybe the apostles just sort of came around and, you know, saw the Old Testament, they didn't like it, so they just figured they'd change things up to their liking so that it would be easier on them. When you see the very same truths hidden in the books of Moses, for instance, it really confirms to you that this is not just a new thing, some new strange doctrine that, you know, we as believers, you know, new covenant believers made up because we didn't like the Jewish traditions or something like that. This is actually hidden in the very Old Testament that even the Jews keep today. And one of the symbols hidden in the Old Testament, there's many of them, the Old Testament in the books of Moses itself tells you that you cannot inherit from God. You cannot receive from God by trying to keep that law, but you can only receive through Jesus and through putting faith in Jesus. There's a lot of symbols, but one of them is, if you notice, God put Moses in charge of giving the Old Testament. So Moses really, he represents the mediator, the messenger of the Old Testament. And if you'll notice, God had called everyone to a promised land. God had called everyone to an inheritance. But Moses and the generation of Israel that was under Moses, none of them received the promised land. None of them cross the Jordan to receive the promised land. What does that show us? Moses is a symbol of the law. No one inherits through the law. God had something in store for people, but as long as they were working under the law of Moses, both Moses and those who abided by the covenant he gave did not inherit, which confirms what we're reading here, that Abraham was not an heir. He did not receive from God by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus. And you can see this embedded even in the giving of the law, in that God gave the law, but the first generation under Moses did not inherit the promised land. On the other hand, which leader led the people of Israel into the promised land? It was Joshua. And you guys have heard us mention before, the word Joshua is actually the Hebrew name for Jesus. Jesus is just the translation when you translate it from Greek. If you translated Jesus' name into English from Hebrew, it would be Joshua. Because it's, you know, Yeshua, right? You can even hear the resemblance there. Yeshua or Yehoshua. There's two different variations of that. And so, while we see that Moses, the lawgiver, gave a law, but no one inherited the land under Moses, everyone in the second generation inherited under Yeshua, under Joshua. I shared this with a Jewish person one time, and they were talking to me, and it's actually kind of funny. They were talking, and then I started sharing them that, because that's a real simple thing even to share with a Jewish person, because that's in their Torah. And the conversation was going, and when I said that, he stopped and started going like this to me and said, oh, you know, he said, you have an original thought. And he just started walking away. And it was actually kind of like a funny, almost like a fearful, like a strange, in a strange way, kind of cut it off there. I suspect because he saw what I was saying. And because sometimes you might say something to someone, they don't understand what you're saying. And then other times they understand but don't want to understand what you're saying. You know what I mean? And so when he realized that, wow, Moses, I told him, I said, Moses was a great man of God. Moses was used by God. I said, but notice, no one inherited under Moses. The law that he gave, all people only inherited under Yeshua. And you see, that is an embedded thing. That's even a prophecy of the name of Jesus, what his name would be. That's amazing, right? And it was the second generation, which actually represents a second covenant. Well, I won't go into that, but I just think it's awesome that we don't inherit by works of the law. We inherit through faith in Jesus, which is what it's saying here in the New Testament. But you can make these same points from the Old Testament very easily. It's all the same stuff. It's all the gospel. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And sure, you can put that in context of giving, where in relation to giving, you know, we don't receive financial blessing by our works, because giving, tithing, all that, those are works of the law. Giving and tithing, those are works of the law. And so we don't inherit financial blessing that way. But you can apply it to anything in your life, of course. It's all through faith in Jesus. Actually, on the contrary, rather than, the church typically practices that you tithe in order to get blessed by God, you give in order to get blessed by God, and actually the Bible says it the exact opposite way. It says you receive the blessing of God on your finances so that you can give. That's actually what it says. It's literally a complete opposite of what the church teaches on giving today. I hope you see the relevance to what I'm saying right now in that there's something special going on here right now. For me to say that the way the church teaches giving today is the complete opposite. It's not that it's similar. It's the opposite to what the Bible says. The Bible says that he's able to make all grace abound toward you. That means his blessing on your finances, so that you would have all sufficiency in all things and would have an abundance for every good work. He gives you the grace on your finances so that you would have an abundance for every good work. You don't do the good works there, is one of them is giving. You don't do the giving so that he can put his grace on your finances. He is able to make all grace abound toward you with no exception so that you may have an abundance for every good work. It's a complete opposite. We don't do things to receive from God in the New Testament. We receive from God so that grace can do things in our life. Total opposite. So don't, sometimes when you hear people talk about giving or grace or receiving from God, don't think necessarily, just don't buy that too quick. Make sure that they're actually saying these type of things like from Scripture. No one inherits by works of the law or by Moses, but we inherit for sure. It's sure to all the seed. It's sure to all the children of Abraham, which we are, if we just put faith in Yeshua and what he did. And that's what being a new covenant believer is. New covenant believer is not coming to live right. It's putting faith in the obedience of the one man, Jesus Christ.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.